Despite being a huge part of the industry in the past and in times of war, at the moment there are only 5,500 women working in trades across the country. A conference beginning today will bring together tradeswomen from around Australia and honour tradeswomen of the past. The Wire's Bonnie Parker reports.
The number of Australian women working in trades has dropped from almost 15% to 12% in the last decade. That's according to a report released last week by the Workplace Gender Equality Agency. SALT, or Supporting and Linking Tradeswomen, is a non-for-profit organisation that advocates for tradeswomen around the country. This week, they're holding their inaugural conference, bringing together tradeswomen, apprentices and policymakers. Fee Shearing is the founder of SALT. I asked her why the number of women in trades is so low.
When you turn it on its head and you say jobs don't have a gender, then people go, oh yeah, they don't. But until you do that, they just continue accepting what has gone before, and nobody actually questions why it's like that. So we're trying to change that. We're trying to show, yes, women are capable of doing this. Many women love doing this work. We all do. We love our jobs. We don't want to do anything else. We're no different to the men that go into the trades. A lot of men go into the trades and actually it's not for them. So there's a massive attrition rate in the trades. So why shouldn't we change it so that instead of companies just looking at half the population, actually less than half the population for their workforce, why aren't they looking at the whole of the population for their workforce? But we have to do some work before that will come to fruition, because at the moment young girls don't think of going into these areas.
One way that SALT is trying to increase women's exposure to trades is a mobile workshop designed to teach women how to use tools. It's the first of its kind in the world and has travelled around Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT.
We're really trying to change society, I suppose, which is not an easy thing to do, but it is happening, it is changing. The whole of society actually needs to be reflected in the workforce, because the culture then is a balanced one. When you've got any gender dominance in a workforce, you do get strong cultures that become exclusive and don't allow others to come in, which is not a great way to be.
Painter and founder of SALT, Fee Shearing. Emily Hagen is a landscaper by trade and owns her own landscaping business on the Gold Coast. She got into the field when she was looking for a change in career. Although she knows of instances where women have struggled in the industry, she says that as a whole, it's changing.
Initially, I think I came into it with a bit of anxiety, assuming that I'd be treated differently. I've only had quite a few instances where, you know, I've had a bit of negative feedback from fellow tradesmen, but across the board, it's been really encouraging. Like, the whole stigma is starting to change across the board, and men are as excited to see you as a fellow tradeswoman would be. I've been supported the whole time through my apprenticeship and whatnot, so I've been really, really lucky.
Emily says she thinks the demanding nature of the work could be keeping the number of tradeswomen low.
You're physically putting your body on the line all day, every day. Physically, mentally, it's quite a taxing job. And I think just the way that, unfortunately, that it still is nowadays in school and as a child, as you're raised as a woman, it's sort of never seen as a viable career option for you. At all your trade days, all of your trades, in my experience, have always been aimed at the young boys, or, you know, you get to tinker around the shed with dad. So stereotypically, it's usually just aimed at the boys. And I think as women, we miss out on a lot of that. So by the time we're starting to think about going into a trade, we're a lot older than a lot of the boys, so perhaps other women that have thought about it when they're younger have just decided to go down a different path.
Emily says programs like those run by SALT that expose young women to trades could help to improve numbers.
The more emphasis that's put on it being a viable career option for women makes it a lot easier to access as a young woman. It's not such a scary thought to get into a trade in the first place.
Landscaper Emily Hagen. As well as bringing together tradeswomen from across the country, the SALT Conference will honour Australian women who worked in trades during the Second World War, and awards will be presented to a small number of women and their families. Fee Shearing, who is researching women who worked in munitions, aircraft building and shipbuilding during this time, says they aim to teach people about the history of women in trades.
What the women did was extraordinary. Australia went from having no major manufacturing to full production in a way that was truly amazing and which hasn't been recognised. This was not just women that did this. This was men and women working together. That's the way it should be.
Painter and foundation of Salt Fee Shoering. Closing that report from The Wire's Bonnie Parker. More details of the Salt Conference can be found on the Wire website.